physically demanding jobs find relief from strains and sprains. Even infants and children can benefit. Start your journey toward optimal health. Call Dr. Brian Fritz or Lane Slagle at Dunn & Fritz Chiropractic. Serving Marshalltown and Tama. 641-752-3112.
All right, it's bonus time. It's Kyle Martin, Emma Chase today.
What's up?
Hi, Emma. And Zachary Tomish.
Yeah, they let me back in.
It was touch and go there for a while.
For a little bit.
Are you sure you're unmuted?
He's unmuted.
Hello? Hello? Check one, two.
A lot of times we just don't have Zach's on. It's like when I sing choir. I just mouth the words.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
There's this one gentleman at our church who he's a great singer, but he has a very loud voice. And we wonder if maybe the sound people
could just
turn it down a little bit.
Bring it down a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I was the kid when I was lined up in choir. I was always like on the end of the stand. So I was right next to the microphone. And when we listened back one year to the performance, I heard myself so well. I pulled the Kyle Martin the rest of my career.
You just, mouthed the words, baby.
Didn't want people to know.
That's all I do. Okay, Emma, how long have you been married? You've been married a while.
Yeah, I have.
You got a couple kids.
I do. I've been married for 13 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
okay.
It'll be 14 in August.
All right. And Zach is not married, but he's...
Famously not married.
There's still time, you know?
I'm in a committed relationship.
Hey! Well, then what are you doing?
The one-year anniversary is this weekend.
I know.
Very nice.
I know.
I've gotten nothing for her.
I am very... Uh-oh. Well, then... You could be in trouble because these are the five red flags when dating.
I will say she confirmed she has gotten nothing for me yet. So we're discussing whether or not we're doing the gifts.
My husband has a habit of saying he's not getting anything, but that's his love language is gift giving for sure. So then he always surprises me and I feel like crap because I don't have anything for him.
Way to go, Emma.
Okay. I'm the red flag here.
Five red flags when dating. This is according to an article on MSN. I don't think these are in any particular order, but we'll see. Number one, they're highly inconsistent. So, yeah. Like, I'm going to call you. I'm not going to call you. I might call you. I mean...
Those are some mixed signals, for
sure. You want some consistency. How's Tessa doing?
Well, I mean, we're pretty consistent. I would say, like, a lot of times, because she lives up in Waterloo, I'll be like, hey, I'll get there at 4, and then I get there at 4:30. So I would say I'm consistently at least a half hour late.
Consistently late. Yeah. There you go. Well,
I did mention to her, I was like, I need to stop over-promising and under-delivering. So I'm going to be there at 5, and then I showed up at 4:30.
Has she started telling you to be at places earlier then?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Because when we're together, I'm usually the one that's like, let's go. Okay. Let's get out the door. So
It's coming. Okay, just so you know.
Oh, God.
All right. Mm-hmm. Number two, they put all the blame on their past partners. Zach, this sounds exactly like you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's never been my fault. I've always been the dumper, not the dumpee.
I mean.
In your dating experience, Emma.
Yeah, it's vast. It's vast, tell
you. I'm sure. Uh-huh. Lots of ex-boyfriends. Right?
Sure. I was just on the way to dropping my daughter off to school. She's like, Mom, did you date anyone before Dad? Because I got married when I was 20, so pretty young. And I said, I actually did. Thank you very much. Didn't last very long.
You're like, oh, I can't tell you, honey. The road is littered with ex-boyfriends past. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Zach has famously said about me.
What? Well, all your stories start with an ex-girlfriend, your wife.
Not my wife. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. There were a few.
In both cases.
There were a couple. Listen, you know what? I've said this before. It's a lot like, I think of dating a lot like fishing. It's a lot of catch and release.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe. Is that a red flag?
Catch and release? Yes.
No doubt. Okay. Number three. They future fake by making big promises early on.
Uh-oh.
That's so you.
I think showing up on a certain time.
Uh-oh. They fake. They future fake.
Some might call that love bombing as well. Mm-hmm.
See, it's not a term I made up, Kyle.
No, it's not. It's real. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I've been in the shallow
water. Kyle, you were a love bomber.
Yeah.
Kyle was a love bomber.
How do you
know?
You don't know this.
You threw out all the cards at the very beginning.
That's funny.
Got the date. and then catched and released.
Or I was caught and released.
I hear no denial.
It's true. It's sad. Number four, they're rude or disrespectful and rationalize it as, hey, I'm just being honest.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't like people that say, I'm just being honest.
No.
Yeah. Because that's usually a form of a put down.
Yes. Some. It's like a compliment sandwich, you know?
Well, lacking the compliment.
Yeah. 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 But you're not trying to be nice with a compliment sandwich. You're just trying to hide the mean.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought you could say hide the meat.
Maybe that too.
Yeah. Okay. Number five, you feel like you're auditioning to be picked. We've all been there.
Yep.
Right? We've all had to audition. Zach, were you ever? You don't care. I'm just like, this is me.
Take it or leave it.
I'm the composer, man. I'm the one that's taking the auditions, yeah. All right?
You're like, look.
My standards are here.
Right.
Don't be here.
Right.
I mean, I think the best piece of advice that my mom ever gave me when it came to dating was keep your standards. Mm-hmm. Like, don't let those drop. And so if somebody doesn't meet them, move on to the next one. And
yeah. So my friends, they have teenage kids. My kids are not in their teen years yet. But one of my good friends, she always says to her teenagers, you're a teenager. Now is your time to have fun and like be with your friends and just be a kid. It's not your time to, you have the rest of your life to have a romantic partner.
Yeah.
It's not that deep. It's not that serious.
Dating is figuring out what you like and don't like. And I learned a lot in my 20s and, you know, my first relationship in my 30s here. We're almost a year into it. I mean, maybe I got to do the breakup call before the weekend, but.
Maybe she's hearing this show and will give you
maybe
the
that's why she doesn't have you a gift.
She's not listening. We know.
Has anybody, okay, this next story, has anybody checked on the Planet of the Apes, whether it's real or not? Because there are 96 bananas missing from a Hatboro, Pennsylvania convenience store.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. They're taking over the world.
Wasn't it in America that the Planet of the Apes started, right?
Well, yeah, when the astronauts in the first one, when they touched down, they weren't really sure where they were. They thought they were on another planet.
Okay.
It turned out they were not.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I've never seen Planet of the Apes.
Whoa. Oh my goodness.
My bad. Was that a downer?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say your time is going to come to an end.
This is my last invitation.
This is it, yeah.
Well, we could give you some homework.
Okay. Next time.
I do own the most recent ones. I don't own the old ones.
And I watched them all. Kyle gave them to me. I watched them all in like a day and a half.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, okay, Emma.
Okay.
Note to self. I need to. Anyway, somebody stole 96 bananas from something called the Wawa.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
The gas Wawa station.
Yeah.
It's a gas station? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chain.
They fled in a black Hyundai. Is it Hyundai?
Yep, sure.
Hyundai?
It's whatever you want, Kyle.
Okay. Police say the banana bandits.
That's amazing.
We're identified because they drove through a traffic signal and a camera caught them.
Could you imagine how many bananas are just like on the dash?
Yeah. They'd be stacked up in the back. I wonder if they were wearing banana outfits like the people wear them to sporting events. Yeah. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That I want one.
I know. Phenomenal. I know. So have you seen Elijah? Who used to work here?
Yeah.
He has one.
He still works for KFJB TV.
Okay. Yeah, he wears one because I was at a hockey game.
That's right.
That's great.
I'm at a
Iowa Wild
hockey game, and I see these five or six people dressed in bananas.
You saw bananas, not people.
Yeah. and they were probably 6-7 rows behind me. So I turn around and I'm like, oh gosh, look at those people. They're wearing bananas. And then I look closer and it's Elijah.
Oh my gosh, I know one of the bananas.
I'm like, oh my gosh. So I text him, are you wearing a banana suit at the Iowa Wild game? And I watched him as he got this and he laughs and he laughs. He texts back, no, why?
How many people do you think wear them to the Savannah Banana Games?
Oh, a lot.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about
it. I am so mad that I have not won the lottery to get the tickets when they're in Des Moines. I'm so mad. So if anyone wants to get rid of their Savannah Banana tickets.
They're coming to Iowa City. Did you see that?
They? No.
Yeah.
Michael, my husband, one of his coworkers got, she won the lottery for getting some tickets. Yeah. And I asked if maybe we could go with them, but they said they're bringing their family.
They said,
rude.
No.
I know.
No.
Robin?
But we're going to the Iowa City. They're playing
Stop
at Kinnick Stadium.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you, I'll get your email.
Yeah.
I've got a link that
nice.
You can buy
Heck yeah.
tickets.
I wanna
well,
go.
The second market is
way expensive. I know.
Yeah, I've got a link.
Because I picked
we'll
up
see.
A couple tickets for my parents, and they were both over north of $100.
Yeah, my yeah, wife sure. just, she goes, well, okay, before I send you the link.
Yeah.
What are you doing 4th of July? Because it's on 4th of July.
Oh, that's a great question. I have no idea. My son's birthday is July 3rd, so we could call it a birthday present for
okay.
him.
Okay, all right.
You know?
Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. Put it in the old birthday.
Heck yeah.
Look what mommy did.
Wow, your mom is so cool, Soren.
Yeah, so cool. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more bonus time after
Ever
this.
Ever wish medical care felt a little more comfortable? At Story Medical, now it can. Introducing our brand new MRI suite, designed with you in mind. With a wider opening, shorter tunnel, and even an entertainment system where you can watch Netflix, your scan can feel more relaxed than ever, and you're invited to see it for yourself. Join us for an open house Saturday, May 16th from 11 to 1. Tour the new imaging center, meet the team, and enjoy a free lunch from the Story County pork producers. A clearer picture of care is here at Story Medical.
Breathtaking jewelry, unique gifts, all that awaits you at Helberg's Jewelers. Built on integrity in 1898, Helberg's Jewelers remains the only locally owned family jewelry store in Marshalltown. Today, four generations later, our family is here to guide you with your jewelry and gift selections you will be proud to give. Free gift wrap, elegant handmade bows, experience Helberg's in downtown Marshalltown.
In Marshalltown, we know the power of community, and we're taking steps to ensure reliable energy for our customers. At Alliant Energy, we're investing in new infrastructure to meet growing demand. Our planned Bobcat Energy Center will ensure reliable, cost-effective energy for years to come. It's reliable, it's responsible, and it's built for Marshalltown's future. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
It's a Hall & Oates kind of bonus time today. I don't know why.
Are those two different people?
Gosh, I'm so going to punch you.
All right, I'll watch.
He doesn't have the reach.
No. Yes, they are. Number one recording duo of all time.
Whoa.
Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Holland. Like, you
Holland.
Know.
I did too. This is an aha moment.
Wait a minute.
No, is it real?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not even joking.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not good at band names and like people things, so.
I just like to give Kyle a hard time.
No.
He's so much older.
People are calling.
Aged.
The phone is ringing. They're like, what? Where did you find these youngsters?
Who do you have on the show?
Okay. This is one of the stranger stories I've seen in a while. Florida hospital sues to evict a patient who will not leave.
Oh.
Interesting.
Which I
you
find.
You can do that?
I guess you can.
They Imagine the bill they're racking up.
Well, yeah. No
kidding. That's
kid.
A good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Pit? Do you guys watch The Pit?
I don't.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Well, spoiler for season one.
I know of it. Yes.
There's one of the interns lives in the hospital. He's homeless and there's like a vacant wing or something and he's just, you know.
Oh, okay.
Hanging out in the hospital.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
The patient in room, they can't give out the name because of HIPAA.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, well, if
How
it's
can
coming
you file
from the
a
hospital.
Lawsuit?
Right.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
In room
Wild.
373 refuses to leave. Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare earlier this month sued the patient because she refused to depart her hospital room since being discharged in October.
Whoa.
Yeah. According to the lawsuit, the woman was admitted to the hospital for medical treatment. They can't say why. Formally discharged October 6th after it was determined she no longer needed the care. Hospitals repeatedly made efforts to coordinate her departure with family members, even offered transportation.
Wow.
The lawsuit doesn't say what the patient was treated for, as you might imagine, what her hospital bill was, or how she has been able to stay in the hospital for that long despite being discharged.
Do you think the nurses and CNAs and cleaning people just like stop going into her room at some point?
I would. You're just wasting resources. You wouldn't feed her, right?
I don't know.
The Hippocratic Oath would say that they
would. Do no harm. Mm-hmm.
They would go in and treat her and such. Yeah, I don't. Is she walking down to the cafeteria or something?
Whoa.
But she will not leave. Refuses to leave.
We could take a moment to make a statement about the healthcare system, but we won't do that.
Okay.
You know, how long is the longest you've ever stayed in the hospital? I think mine's only been just a few hours when I broke my arm.
You had children.
I had children, so a few days. Two nights, 3 days.
Kyle, have you ever spent a night in the hospital as a patient?
I've never spent a night. I've been to the hospital plenty of times
You broke your leg running away from a girl.
That is... Why does this story keep following me?
I love it. I have a fun fact. Never heard this story, so feel free to share.
Okay.
It's about once a week we talk about this.
When I was in high school, I was wrestling. I was on the wrestling team.
I thought you were going to say I was arrested.
And I was arrested. And I broke my ankle wrestling. And it was bad. I mean, it was a bad break.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go, and they had to fix it and set it and everything. And they put me in this cast on my left ankle that went, I would say, pretty close, pretty far up my leg, right? Probably my knee. And it was a snowy night, very icy. And I went to the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm-hmm.
With a bunch of buddies of mine.
Yep.
They were drinking like you would not believe. I don't drink. So I was a designated driver. One of the friends from high school brought his cousin, and she apparently liked me. I'd never met her before, or at least liked me, gave me the vibes that, hey,
what's up, Kyle?
She was interested.
How you doing? Right?
Yeah.
The pheromones.
That's right. Yeah. So we're in the back seat of the car, we leave and we go to this guy's house after it, and his mom has locked the door.
Uh-oh.
It's late. It was a
because Rocky Horror doesn't.
It's a midnight showing, right? Yeah. So we get home like 2:30. She locks the door, thinking we're not coming home, I guess. So we're sitting in the parking lot. We're sitting in the driveway. They're trying to get in the house somehow. Banging on the door. And this, I've got a girlfriend, by the way. I should have prefaced this. I have we're joking about serious girlfriends. I had what I considered at the time.
You guys were going steady.
To be a serious girlfriend. I have got this cast on and I'm on crutches. And so I'm not very mobile. She decides, for whatever reason, she's going to try to put the moves on me while they're trying to break into the house. And I open the door to the car, try to get away, fall down, and re-break my ankle. And not only that, I slide all the way down the driveway.
Hilarious.
Which is a true story.
So there's a hole in your story.
Yeah.
However, you were the designated driver, and yet you were in the back seat.
Well, okay.
Bingo.
I got in the back seat after we got.
So it sounded like
before
you did want to
after the girl was in the back seat.
Sounds like you wanted to sit next to her.
Yeah, I know. That's
I'm trying to think why I got in the back seat. Now, you know what? That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that.
Also, was the cast on your left or your right foot?
It was on my left foot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you still had your driving foot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
think if the cops would have shown up that day. You have drunk teenagers trying to break into a house, and a girl's trying to mack on this guy in the back seat.
And he's at the bottom of the driveway.
A handicapped young Kyle.
It was not a good night.
Penguin sliding.
It was not a good night. But Zach brings that up a lot.
Well, it's a great story.
Why would you not?
It's just funny to say Kyle broke his ankle running away from a girl.
That's true.
Like,
well, technically, it was a re-break.
Mm.
Well, right.
And then they had to cut the cast off and reset the bone.
Bummer, dude.
And yeah, and I'm screaming in pain. My friends are laughing. They're on the house on the second level roof trying to get in a bedroom window. They're laughing. It was not good. So, yeah, that happened.
So that's Kyle's story.
That really happened. Okay, this is not good. A bunch of toilet paper is missing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's never good.
Never good.
Hopefully it's not my house.
1.2 million square feet.
Wow.
Sir, wow.
Which is...
seven rolls. Mega rolls. Which is equivalent to 15 normal rolls.
They say it's 50 million. It could help 50 million people. Oh, it's not missing. Well, it is. Yeah, kind of. Because it caught fire.
Oh, no.
Boy.
I imagine it's pretty flammable.
I bet it wouldn't take long either,
Don't
right?
use the embers, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
No injuries reported. The warehouse caught on fire, and there's going to... Oh, great. Probably a toilet paper shortage.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. We're going
it's
through this again?
Time for a Sam's Club run.
That's here we go.
I was almost out when that whole shortage was going on. I feel like I've shared this before. I was down to one roll.
I was in the backyard using leaves. What are you talking about?
We had to get like that terrible one ply, and you know,
terrible one.
It's awful.
Good for your
you
pipes.
Know the stuff that is it's see through. It's at like rest stops or whatever, or where they don't have very good plumbing.
That was so bad.
Yep.
Really bad. Yep. I was using cabbage leaves, and it was not good. I learned that on Naked and Afraid.
I wonder
by the
how
way.
Many people bought bidets.
I mean, I'm in.
Zach,
I'm
really,
in.
You just hit on a word that Zach loves.
Amazing. Tell me why.
Well, I mean, first off, the functionality of a bidet is incredible.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun word to say.
It is a fun word to say.
And you can get bidets that have heated seats. And that what would be nicer than sitting down on a nice warm toilet seat? Like, I mean, I hate it when it's cold.
Sometimes, though, it's warm because somebody just got off of it.
That's fair. That's but true. I only want it in my house where I live alone. It would only be warm because either the ghost got on it or the bidet is on.
Yes. That would be nice. Does it glow? So if you have to go at night?
My friend's got one that glows. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to put a nightlight in the bathroom then. It's all in one.
It's just your toilet.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games till your child thinks it's a drinking fountain.
See, that's what kind of grosses me out about bidets is because in my mind, it comes from inside the bowl. And I know it doesn't, like the water.
No.
But I just can't get, that's what I can't get past right now is
never,
toilet water.
Never
say never?
I've never had a bidet. Mm. Never. Yeah.
You've never experienced
no,
it?
No. I don't even like to go.
To Europe.
Well, I like to go to Europe.
Kyle doesn't like to go to the bathroom. He's constantly constipated.
I listen, there's a lot of fiber in my diet. No, I've never experienced the wonderful
life-changing. Yeah.
Wow.
The magic of a bidet.
I've got a really nice nozzle on my garden hose.
Hey, there you go.
You just have to have a friendly neighbor.
You just go outside after you go to the bathroom.
Understanding neighbors. They already see way too much of me as it is, let me tell you.
I didn't know you and neighbor Dan were so close.
Gosh.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, I've got neighbors spying on me with their doorbell cameras.
That's right.
Perfect.
You need to put up a clown or something.
It'll be a tell-all.
There's something going on with my neighbors. They're just, yeah. Real quick, last story that we have time for. You know the biting flies, the little biting, you know, tiny flies? Small black flies have infested the San Gabriel, California Valley. They're biting black flies. They're drawn to human breath and the moisture of your eyes.
Oh,
so people
gosh.
Are getting stung on their eyes.
No.
That sounds terrible. Where is this so I can know not to go there?
It is in San Gabriel Valley, California. So some residents are wearing swim goggles.
That's amazing.
I mean, I'm down.
Yes.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're out of time. Boy, we talked about a lot of personal stuff today. Wow, way to go.
You're welcome.
Emma, thank you for pulling these stories out of us.
This is no longer bonus time. It's therapy.
It is. I'm going to have to lay down now. How much do I owe you?
$45.
Okay.
Warmer weather is here, and that means so are the pests that come with it. April is National Pest Control Month, and Schindel Pest Control has a few tips to help you. First, preventative action and pest control is your best bet. Second, call Schindel Pest Control if you have a pest problem. They can handle all kinds of infestations. Third, ask Schindel about their maintenance service plan. Also, not only for disease protection, but general outdoor comfort, look into their mosquito control. Schindel Pest Control, the common sense approach to pest control.
Hy-Vee shoppers, this is David with your local Hy-Vee. Sizzle and save this week with Just Bear boneless skinless chicken breasts, only $4.99 for an 18-ounce package. Red seedless grapes, just $1.49 per pound. Hy-Vee pasta, 88 cents each. And Dannon yogurt, 10 for $10. It's time to get the grills back out for our 3-day grilling sale this weekend. Burgers, brats, dogs, charcoal chips, pop, and beer. It's all on sale this weekend. Thank you for shopping your local Hy-Vee.
KFJB, 1230 AM, K230 CB 93.9 FM, Marshalltown.